Members of Vermont's delegation to the Electoral College disagree on what to do after learning of Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. BPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Vermont has three Electoral College members. One of them is Martha Allen, the president of the Vermont Teachers Association. She signed a letter calling on this country's intelligence community to hold a detailed briefing with the 535 presidential electors on Russian activities that interfered with the recent presidential election. More than 50 electors representing New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New York, and California have also signed the letter, and the list is growing. Allen says this could be critical information for the electors to have before they cast their ballots next Monday.
It seems as though there could be some issues that come to light that have some serious bearing on the outcome.
And Allen says she has no problem if enough electors that support Donald Trump change their vote after being briefed and instead elect Hillary Clinton.
I'm not happy with the election results, and that would not disappoint me if that happened. I'm more concerned with the process, and if the process has been tarnished in one way or the other, I think that that should be examined.
Essex Representative Tim German is also one of Vermont's electors. German thinks it's important for there to be a full-scale bipartisan congressional investigation into Russian activities. But he says he doesn't feel it's an issue for electors to consider.
We all need to know that, but I don't feel a need as an elector to know that.
And German says it would be a big mistake to overturn the results of the election.
Whether we like it or not, Trump won the Electoral College, so to throw that into question at this point, I think it's probably not a good thing for the country.
Vermont's third elector is Governor Peter Shumlin. He says he supports efforts to hold an intelligence briefing for all electors before next Monday's vote. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.